So tonight, in honor of Rosh Chodesh Adar, really want to bring more of a question than an answer, just to discuss it. A he'ara, a note that bothered me, and then I saw that the Chasid Sofer really speaks about the question. The Gemara tells us in Tainis, the Mishnah says the Mishenichnas Av Mimati Mesimcha. When Chodesh Av comes in, you have to decrease the amount of Simcha. The Mishnah itself doesn't bring too much example. It just says you start out, Simcha goes down, and then the week the Tisha B'Av falls in it, Shavuot Shechal Bo, then you have all different avodas. It doesn't say any specifics regarding what do you do doing that Mishenichnas Av when Rosh Chodesh comes. So the Gemara says, "Omar Rav Yehuda Breidei Shmuel Vashilas Breidei Rav, Kesheim Shemishenichnas Av Imatim Besimcha. Same way when Av comes in, you have to reduce the amount of Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Ador Mavi Besimcha. So when Ador comes in, you have to increase the level of Simcha and make it even greater. That's everybody knows. Mishenichnas Ador Mavi Besimcha, a famous song. Everybody knows the Gemara Mishenichnas Ador Mavi Besimcha. The Gemara comes and says, 'There's an Afkamino.'" Omar Papa, what's Alocha Lamaisa? Agree regarding that. Hilkach, Bar Yisrael, the Isle Dino, Behadi Nochri. If a Jew has to go to court with a guy, Lishtavin Minei Be'ov, try to get away in Chodesh Av, the Ria Mazle, the Mazle is bad. Shanich Nasov, the Mate Besimcha. Felintzin Avshe Be'odor, the Bore Mazle. And he should try as much as possible to schedule the court date in Chodesh Av, because then he has a strong Mazle. Stronger mazal and other, and a bad mazal and other. That's what the Gemara says of communal ma'isim and nichras al mimatim simcha. She nichras other ma'arim simcha. That's what the Gemara brings in times. So the big shaila is that the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam omits this Gemara completely. The Rambam does mention the Mishnah, and he says she ikanis av mimatim simcha. The Shabbos shechal tishu b'del b'toicho. He basically goes to the Mishnah. It's quoting the Mishnah. That Mishnei Chazal, you have to reduce Simcha. It doesn't tell me what's the Afkamino. And then it goes directly into the whole idea of Shavuot Shechal Bo. Why does the Rambam omit the halacha of Nichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha and the second part of it, Mishnei Nichnas Adar Mavim Besimcha? Why is that mentioned halacha? We have an Afkamino halacha. The Gemara tells you halacha and Afkamino. You should not deal with a guy in Av, you should deal with him in Adar. So why is that mentioned over here? So, the Chasam Sofer, as we mentioned, Chasam Sofer is the one who brings this question. Chasam Sofer in Tshuva and Arachayim Simen Kuf Samech, he says, he brings this Shaila, what's the that the Rambam does not mention this, these two parts of Halacha. And therefore he says, the main pshat is, that this Gemara that says, Mishenichnas Ol Mimatim Mesimcha, Mishenichnas Ol Mimatim Mesimcha, refers according to the Mandamah that holds, that the Surim of Avelus and Ol, or in the whole month. There's a sheet that says the entire month of Adar, of Av. Someone to correct it, there's another sheet that says from Rosh Chodesh Av you have an Inyan of Avelus. Meaning the month of Av is the one that causes Avelus. Mar says the same way the month of Av causes an Avelus, so the month of Adar causes a Simcha. You compare the month of Av to the month of Adar. Says the Chasid Sofer, you know, before we get to how the Chasid Sofer adds to the Rambam. And the truth is that also in the month of Adar, we do have an Afkamina also regarding the month. Everybody knows, because everybody learned Maseches Megillah in the beginning, it says that you're allowed to read the Megillah, you have to lay the Megillah. You basically have two main days, the 14th day of Adar, the 15th day of Adar. But Chazad gave you three more days. You could do it on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. There's other days that people could do Megillah. The Yerushalmi brings a sheet that seems to argue in the Mishnah. And the sheet is of Ben Nasan, Kol HaChodesh Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah. The entire month of Adar, you can read the Megillah in theory. My time, HaChodesh HaSheinefach L'Miyogim L'Simcha, it says in the Pasuk that you turned around the month from Avelus to Simcha in Purim, in Adar. So the whole month is Kosher L'Megillah. And therefore the Rishonim say, there's a discussion of the Rishonim. What happens if a person he has to go on a shayar, he's not going to be able to lay in the Megillah. Should he lay in the Megillah beginning of the month? And somebody showing him, the Raviyah, the Mordechai brings him, say that you need to do Yishalein Megillah, beginning of the month. We do without a bracha. You have a katzav, we do the whole month. So you see this idea of a month that applies to Av, and a month that applies to Adar. Says the Chazal Sefer, the Rambam disagrees with this halacha. Because the Rambam holds that the Avelus of Av, that's Rabbaska halacha too, is only Shivu Shechalba. The reason that we're starting from Rosh Chodesh Av is a minik ba'alma. The Ramah brings, it's a minik, it's fine than doing it at all. And even us, it's only a minik, it's not a din in the Gemara. The main din that we have is only Shivu Shechalba, we don't have from Rosh Chodesh. So we don't have the din of Chodesh Av of Avelus. So we don't have the din of Chodesh Adar for Simcha. So therefore, the Rambam omits the whole thing. There's no month of Av for bad stuff. There's no month of Adar for good stuff. And really, the Rambam doesn't pass in that Yerushalmi la'alach. It doesn't hold you can read the Megillah and in the month. There's no such thing as a month. Meaning, Zok Tichazah Sefer, the Rambam argues and holds, you don't say Mishenichnas Adar Mabri Misimcha. The famous song, a nice thing, and everything everybody knows, when Adar comes in Mabri Misimcha, the Rambam goes, you don't pass in like la'alach. And the Chazal goes in, the Dido, so when do you do Simcha? You do Simcha in Purim itself. That's the only idea of you have Simcha, but the whole idea of having the month of Adar that you don't have, and therefore the Rambam does not mention this Gemara. So according to this, that's the big Chiddush. Because Rambam holds, Mishnah Chazal, the Marv, Simcha, you don't have such a thing. First of all, to say such a thing is a little hard. You know, we have a stomach in the Gemara that says, Mishnah Chazal, the Marv, Simcha. You know, it's Mekubal and Klali, so you say that. And you say that Rambam argues that this thing doesn't exist. That's number one. Number two, is that's a very nice answer according to the Rambam. But in Shulchan Aruch, you can't say that. Because Shulchan Aruch does bring La'aloch for the first part. Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchos Tisha B'Av, says the first part. He brings, Mishenichnas Av Mati B'Simcha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what's of Kamino, Uba Yisrael, the Isledino, Be'adi Nochri, Lishtamet, Minei, Diriya Mazda. Aloch L'Maisi, don't do a thing with the guy. So therefore, you don't do a thing with the guy. The Shulchan brings La'aloch. When it comes to Hichus Megillah, comes to Purim, the Shonach doesn't mention anything. It doesn't say the Mishichanas Nichas Adam Marim said. There's no mention of it. He doesn't mention that Halachah should try to do a judgment with the Goy in Adam. Why does the Shonach admit it? You can't say that because it doesn't hold the whole idea of the month. Because he does say it Legabe of. So you say it doesn't hold this in a month. Because the Shonach Halachah paskins that Avilu starts only Shavu Shechalva. So you see the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this answer, the Chazal Sefer. It's only to do with a month. Therefore, in Av you have it. So now the question goes back. So why does it say in Adar? Lemaisa, so the one who does mention it, it's the Mogen Avraham, brings it. Mogen Avraham says, by the way, it's Simet Tafish Fav, he brings, by the way, Mishnah, they speak about something else regarding the idea you should not go, we speak about tightness that you have in Tiny Sester, then he says, "We should look at all the Marim Misimcha. Umish Yesh Lo Dini Ma'akum Yishmer Be'Adar." He brings Halacha. He should do Dini with the Akum and Adar. And so says the Mishnah Berurah brings Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch omits it. So what's Pshat? Why is the Shulchan Aruch taking away? It doesn't bring the Gemara. The Mishnah has all the Marim Misimcha. What's Pshat? So the Shaila is a very shtaka Shaila. Pshat maybe suggests two answers, but they're not so. Just to give us a kivun, something to think about. So one answer could be that the idea that you need to do a din with a goy in Chodesh Adar is not halacha l'maisa. Meaning the Gemara tells you like this, what is the worst time to be with a goy? You should not do a din with a goy in Av. You should avoid it at all costs. That's halacha l'maisa. Now, so can I do it in Shvat? Yeah. I need to avoid it in Shvat. You avoid it only in Av. So what does it mean in Adar you should try to do a deal with the grand Adar? It means, preferably, if you could try to choose out of the year or that month, so, you know, what's the best month to do it? Do it Adar. But if I do it Shvat, do I have any problem? No. Oh, the only month they told me not to do, hey, then it's Chodesh Av. Chodesh Tav is okay too. Chodesh Sivan is okay too. So what is Adar? Adar is a preferable month. It's not a halacha that you have to do that month. So it could be that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention, he mentions when the Nafkamina L'maisa. That's like a Midas Chassidus. You really could do every day of the year, except Chodesh Av. And some say even the whole month, even after Tisha B'Av. It's maybe you could do, the whole month you should not do a din with a goy. Really the whole month. That's what they say. Shenich Masav. So he mentions the negative, which is a really lemaisa. The other is not really so much lemaisa because you can do it every other day. Elamai is like similar, like I mean, this chasidus. You have the main other rest of the year. Other is the best. So maybe that's where the Shulchan Aruch omits it. Maybe another way to say it, another answer, is that if you look back in the Gemara says a very interesting lashon. The Gemara, they never said Mishnah Chazal Amar B'Simcha at all. Kishem, shemishenichlas am nimati b'simcha. So mishenichlas odemar b'simcha. Why mishenichlas odemar b'simcha? So Rashi mentions what does the Adar? Yemei nisan ayul Yisrael Purim Pesach. The time of Adar is a great time because then you have Purim Pesach. So all the chachamim really asked the Rashi. So every time you have a chag, it should be when you have Shavuos. You should have chodesh Tishrei. Again, to Sukkot. Why Davka Purim Pesach? And why does it say that Chodesh Nisan? She said, Mishnah Nichlas did Nisan Ma'ar Mesimcha. So the Chazal Sofer wants to say, all Ma'aloch, that Rashi says Purim Pesach has to be two consecutive Geulahs. So we want to refer to that. But the Sfasama says, here in the Gemara, says the Pshat is, maybe that's what's a whole Pshat in Rashi. Pshat is, it's really the opposite of Chodesh Av. What do we do with Chodesh Av? We're so sad that Pesach English was Nechrat. And Chodesh Adar, you start collecting shkolim to Beis Hamikdash. You announce your pasha shkolim to take collect shkolim for the korbanos Beis Hamikdash, and then you do the truma chadasha in Nisan. Right after you do it, so really you're Isaac and being Beis Hamikdash doing that time. So Chodesh Adar, you churim Beis Hamikdash. The opposite of churim Beis Hamikdash is churim as being Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, churim Beis Hamikdash should be ma'at simcha, and being Beis Hamikdash should be ma'at simcha. You could add to that. You know, it's this week's parsha. This week's parsha, I spoke last night, the parsha of Pekudei is the Shiva Sivayim Elohim, that Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, and then the eighth day is when the Mishkan was finally built. When was the eighth day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When was the 7 days prior to that? The last 7 days of Adar. So Adar Nisan is the time when Beis Hamikdash is being built. Adar Nisan is the time of Geula, that's what Rashi means, Geula Purim Pesach, that's the opposite of Adar. So that's what says the Shasem is that's why Kishem Sheve of Yumad Basimcha. So the flip side of that is Hashem Nichas Odomar Basimcha. So maybe you could say a little doichak. The Shulchan Aruch did mention to us Hashem Nichas Amarat Basimcha. So he told us the one side. So you may already know Hashem Nichas Odomar Basimcha. Because it's Kishem. It's not a Din Rifni Atzmut. After you learn Hashem Nichas Odomar Basimcha, you may already know Hashem Nichas Odomar Basimcha. Maybe you add it together to the previous answer. It's not sort of Kibbutz Lamaisa. So only a din that you should do better things. So says the Shulchan Aruch, I told him you should be Chasam Adim Seichel. I don't have to tell him you should be Chasam Adim Seichel. Maybe. Not a great answer, but it just to be aware that the question is really a strong question. The idea of Mishnah Chasam Adim Arim Seichel is not mentioned in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. You say that. We should really have Simcha during this month. Still have it. Look at everyone.